from the Rafah crossing after failing to close it off to Palestinians fleeing the Israeli siege in Gaza. Palestinians had earlier blown up a part of the wall that separated Egypt and Gaza and rushed toward it through the debris. After Egypt closed it off, a bulldozer opened a passage in another part of the wall. Border guards fired warning shots into the air and formed a human chain to try to stop the flood of Palestinians. Egypt says it wants to help the Palestinians who are still in need of medical and humanitarian supplies, but it says it needs to maintain security at its borders.
Well, earlier we talked to our correspondent Yusuf Al-Hilu in Gaza. He briefed us on the latest developments at the Rafah crossing.
It's, I mean, it gives people a chance to relieve, you know, to get what they are missing in Gaza. People continue, as I said, to stream down to southern Gaza Strip town of Rafah. People are buying stuff that are missing, are not available in Gaza markets. Palestinians actually feel that this barrier should not be built again, because they will feel that Egypt is participating in the siege. It's a joyful moment, and people do not want to see this barrier to be built because it separates two nations, two Muslim nations together. And we shouldn't forget that Egypt ruled Gaza before the war in 1967. So Egypt has got responsibility to look after the Palestinians, as well as the, you know, Israel is occupying Gaza. Gaza is still under the Israeli occupation. So as the occupying power, according to the international law, Israel has the full responsibility is obliged to look after the people who are under occupation. The Egyptian government reacted in a positive stance, and Egypt actually voiced disappointment over, with Israel, because Israel is asking asking Egypt to be responsible of the population of Gaza. I heard from a Hamas official said that Hamas police is willing to coordinate and cooperate with the Egyptian police to control the flow of people and to arrange and direct the people.
Meanwhile, Hamas has accepted an invitation by Egypt's president to hold talks in Cairo with the leaders of Fatah. Hamas leader Khaled Mash'al said his movement will try to make the talks a success. Fatah has not confirmed its participation yet. This comes as the Israeli siege on Gaza continues and talks between Fatah and Israel have yielded no results.
We hope this Egyptian wisdom and understanding to continue despite all the American and Zionist pressures. I call on all the Arab countries to stand with Egypt and support it politically and help Palestinian people to break the siege on Gaza.
Well, there's worldwide concern over the Gaza blockade by Israel. Iranians have taken to the streets to protest the recent brutal crimes of the Israeli regime in Gaza.